And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all are talking about this show. It goes from like Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back to Gats, and all the way down to that lovest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border, what we now call, once again, Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, somebody else who covers a lot of ground and he has been like tearing up the airwaves around the southeast for a while now is a friend of mine, Matt Murphy. Matt Murphy did like a 19-year stint on the airwaves in Birmingham. He's a Cumulus broadcaster. He is now with Supertalk 99.7 WTN out of Nashville, host of the Matt Murphy Show. He's going on the air himself here in about 25 minutes, and I was able to get in there with him because I want to hear about this jackwagon mayor that they've got in Nashville who has decided he's going to be a sanctuary city mayor in a red state. So that being said, let me stop talking and bring on my friend Matt Murphy. Matthew, how you doing, buddy?
Phil, it is a pleasure to be on with you. It's an honor to be on Right Side Radio. You're growing by leaps and bounds, and for good reason, because you speak common sense to people who are ready to receive it. So it's great to be on with you, man.
Thank you, man. Remind me to pay you later. That'd be good. Listen, I mean, you guys, you know the deal. You've been around doing this a whole lot longer than I have. And you get to talk to things. Sometimes it's national, sometimes it's international. But, man, you've got a local situation going on right now with the mayor of Nashville, who has decided Nashville wants to be a sanctuary city under his leadership. What? Give us a skinny on this.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy what Mayor Freddie O'Connell is doing. Just to give you a little bit of background, Freddie O'Connell was a city councilor in Metro Nashville for quite some time. Metro Nashville, for reasons unbeknownst to me, for years they have had 40 different councilors, and that creates these little districts that are super, super liberal. They have more city councilors than any other municipality outside of Chicago and New York City, Phil. And actually, the state legislature, first year I got here, passed a law to reduce that from 40 to 20 because they recognize that the more cats that they have to herd on the city council, sadly, those cats become more and more socialist in some of these little enclaves in the city. That to say, Freddie was a city councilor for a long time, ran as mayor when John Cooper decided that he would not run. I think Cooper was actually term limited, and was elected. And as many cities recognize in the South, even in the bright red South, cities like Birmingham and, you know, to a lesser degree, Huntsville, but Montgomery, they're little blue dots, right? And Nashville is a blue dot. There's no question. Freddie O'Connell ran on being a centrist, and he is certainly not governing that way. He refuses to address the crime problems that we have in this city. He refuses to pass contracts or to pass contracts on to the city council involving license plate readers, which is something that could clean up a lot of crime. He refuses to embrace the FUSIS system. So I just give you these as examples of how he has shown his true colors before now. And when ICE and the Tennessee Highway Patrol teamed up to conduct several operations in an area that was prone to crime, an area that is known to be the biggest issue or the problem area with illegal immigration in the community, the Tennessee Highway Patrol set up some stops. They arrested about 200 people. Most of those people were found to have criminal records beyond their illegal status in the United States of America. Some of them had criminal records such as sex trafficking, child endangerment, child abuse, drug trafficking. I mean, these are the worst of the worst that Joe Biden's administration allowed to come over here. And instead of saying, hey, good job, Tennessee Highway Patrol, appreciate what you do, good job, ICE, Freddie decided that they were the bad guys and came out in a press conference the next day and denounced what they were doing, said that they, quote unquote, don't make our cities safer, which is ridiculous. It most certainly did make our cities safer. And I've argued, Phil, that even if we disagree on the issue of illegal immigrants and what to do with them, this makes the illegal immigrant community safer because these are the people that were preying on the very illegal immigrants that Freddie claims that he wants to support. Absolutely. You know, so this is making our entire community safer. But then he doubled down on it, Phil, and he published names of ICE agents on a Metro government website. And I think that's what blew this story up on the national level.
He's basically
I think that
them.
Is what my Yeah, he doxed them. And, you know, Tennessee law prevents the doxing of law enforcement agents in terms of their addresses or their known whereabouts. It does not say anything specifically about name only, but Freddie O'Connell has done something that I think has drawn the ire not only of our state government officials, which, by the way, I had Cameron Sexton on my show last week, Speaker of the House of the state of Tennessee, and I asked him to do a full audit of Nashville, Tennessee, because I want to know how much of our tax dollars are going to fund illegal alien activity in this city. But by the reports that I'm hearing from inside of government, some of my sources in there, it is in the millions of dollars, Phil. So we're going to try to get to the bottom of that, too.
Well, and you're not the only one calling for an investigation right now. Apparently, two of the members of the Tennessee delegation, Mark Green and Andy Ogles, are both calling on Congress to do it. Calling on Congress to do straight up investigations. We're looking at the House Homeland Security Committee doing an investigation. I've seen reports that says that basically the Department of Homeland Security is ticked off and calling this out. You dox. Let me ask you this. Let me just back up. What is he saying in his own defense about doxing law enforcement agents? Is he responding to inquiries, or is he mums the word and not saying anything about it?
Well, he's not responding to us at Super Talk. I've had Freddie on the show and have had what I would describe as, a relatively friendly relationship. I mean, we disagree on just about every issue, but he's willing to come on and face the fire. But he has shut me down, certainly, Phil. And you know how that goes. When the heat's on, suddenly they are persona non grata. Well, here's the deal. Freddie came out the 2 days after it was discovered that, and all due credit, by the way, a television reporter by the name of Karen Aguilar discovered these names. She's with Fox 17 in Nashville, and I give her due credit. You know, they won't give us credit when we break stuff, but we'll give those TV guys credit when they break stuff, right? So she broke this story originally. 2 days later, Freddie comes out and says it was a quote-unquote mistake. Well, that just opens up a litany of other questions. Okay, what was the mistake? Who made the mistake?
Yeah.
How was the mistake made? And why? And see, here's the thing. Freddie signed an executive order a couple of days after this investigation, the ICE raids, were announced, saying that any interaction between the Metro Nashville Police Department or any other agency of the city of Nashville with ICE was to be within 24 hours reported directly to the mayor's office.
Right.
So my question is, why? Why was that so important to him? And was that the reason that he wanted to out these people on a Metro Nashville website? Now he, it's that old saying, throw a rock and hide your hand. He's trying to hide his hand after he threw the rock. So, I mean, he has opened up so many different questions. And look, I applaud these investigations. We had Senator Blackburn on Friday. She has gone directly to the Attorney General, asking the Attorney General Pam Bondi to investigate the mayor and get to the bottom of how these names appeared on the website. So far, his one-word answer for that, Phil, was mistake.
That's it. One word.
Let me ask you this.
In terms of other mistakes, but as an attorney, I look at it. We call it the totality of the evidence, right? Sometimes when you put three things together, you realize you got one big thing. And in this case, I've got an article here from Fox that says that not only is he doing these things with executive orders and saying that we will not cooperate with ICE and then doxing these the law enforcement agents. I've also got this piece here that says that he also helped launch a Nashville nonprofit called the Belonging Fund that helps pay for illegal immigrants' needs. And some say what he's really doing is potentially even using government dollars to pay for helping them to remain in a sanctuary status. What do you know about this nonprofit that he's a part of?
So this Belonging Fund was started during COVID-19, utilized city money along with private donations. And what was told at the time, and I was not here at the time that it was created, but what was told at the time was that it was for legal immigrants. It was for illegal Americans and indigenous peoples, or new Americans, I guess was the phraseology, new Americans and indigenous peoples. And the focus was to be on helping those who are here legally integrate into the city of Nashville and generally speaking into American society, which sounds all great. But in reality, what we are being told on the ground is that they are funneling money through this belonging fund out of the city and getting it directly into the hands of illegal aliens and attorneys for illegal aliens who are attempting to defend them. And it is literally funding their defense to try to stay in the United States of America illegally. And that's one of the reasons that I called for the forensic audit by the state on the city of Nashville, because in addition to every other financial issue that Nashville seems to have, we need to find out exactly what money went where. And you know how they do, Phil. You've been involved in government so long. They pour that money into a big old pool, and then they scoop some money out at the end of the pool, and then they pretend like it's not the same money. And we know very well it is. And so we're going to try to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, it's that fancy word, fungible. It's a great Scrabble word. What it really means is you commingle the funds and use it for whatever you want to.
Amen.
Listen, yeah, you're right. We do have blue spots. I mean, sometimes people freak out when they realize how bad Mayor Randall Woodfin is in Birmingham. But you've got, I mean, I don't think he's had anything going on compared to what you've got right now up in Nashville. And I look at the incident that occurred yesterday in Boulder, Colorado. That was 3 weeks after the Colorado legislature passed a law that created more sanctuary opportunities. And you've got a Boulder, Colorado, and a county they're in, and the state they're in, all in sanctuary status. And now we got 8 people in the hospital with burns from this madman who shouldn't have been here because he was illegal. And I don't know if the mayor of Nashville recognizes what he's doing, but the truth is Mayor Freddie O'Connell is actually enabling the opportunity for bad things to happen.
Amen. And sadly, the type of language that Freddie O'Connell uses is filtering to some of our other communities in the metro area. I'll give you an example. Laverne, the Laverne community, which has its own mayor, its own police department, et cetera, it's its own city. They held a press conference about a week after. And the tone of the press conference was, hey, we don't have any communication with ICE. We don't have any communication with the Tennessee Highway Patrol. We're not talking to those folks, don't you worry. And my take was, why in the world your tone insinuating that the police are the bad guys? The police aren't the bad guys here. And Freddie O'Connell did the same thing, suggesting that Tennessee Highway Patrol or ICE being in Nashville makes, quote, the community less safe. And it's quite the opposite. They make the community more safe. And you are giving that wink and a nod to the bad guys that we don't like these folks either, and come on in and do what you will. I think you're exactly right. I think these things are interrelated. What you see in Boulder, what you've seen from the mayor in Nashville, all point to the same place, is that, you know, ignore the law, don't worry about the police, and we'll have your back if you have some sort of negative interaction with them.
Well, hey, brother, we got to leave it there. I know you got your own show starting in about 10 minutes-ish, but I appreciate your time, and I want to stay in touch on it, okay?
Anytime, Phil. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and say hey to everybody in Alabama for me.
All right, we'll do it. That's Matt Murphy, host of the Matt Murphy Show, Super Talk 99.7 WTN out of Nashville, and we'll have him back on again. But anyway, thanks, Matt. All right, we'll take a break. Wow. Can you imagine? That's Nashville. That's Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville. And you got a super liberal progressive mayor creating sanctuary status for one of the greatest cities in the nation. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.